Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island.
I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breath. I am too. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side and let's start by squishing our toes together really tight. Pretend you are picking up a banana with your toes. Hold that banana tight with your toes. And let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Pick up the banana again. Hold it tight with your toes. And let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. One more time. Hold the banana tight with your toes and let it go. Remember to breathe in and out slowly. Now, let's make our toes point up, up, up to the sky. Let your toes relax back to where they were and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, let's make our toes point up and let them relax. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, let's point our toes up to the sky and let them relax. Breathe in and out. Do you feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed? Are you ready for the next one? Let's squeeze our hands really tight in a ball. We're holding a star inside our hands and we don't want to let it go. Keep holding those stars. Oh my goodness, they are tickling my hands. Are they tickling yours? We better let them go. Ready? Breathe in. Now let go. Feel your hands float down as you imagine the stars sparkling up to the sky. Okay, find your shoulders and touch them. Now that you have found your shoulders, you're going to bring them up to your ears and squeeze. Let your shoulders fall back down and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, bring your shoulders up to your ears and squeeze. Let them relax back down and take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Bring your shoulders up to your ears and squeeze. Let them relax back down and breathe in and out. I hope you're relaxing. Now, we're going to make a bullfrog face. Keep your eyebrows up, open your eyes wide, and take a deep dragon breath. Fill up your cheeks with so much air, they are round. Hold that air in your cheeks for 1, 2, 3, and blow the air out of your mouth. Wiggle your mouth back and forth a little. That feels better. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, make a froggy face and 1, 2, 3. Now relax and take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a froggy face. 1, 2, 3. Let your head relax and breathe in and out. Now, squeeze your whole body together like you are trying to fit in a very small box. Arms and legs, hands and feet, froggy faces. Squish everything up at the same time. Good job. Keep squishing everything together and let everything relax back to where they were. Breathe in and out. One more time. Squish your body together. And relax with another deep dragon breath in and out. Are your arms relaxed? Are your legs relaxed? I hope you relaxed your froggy faces. Okay, we are almost ready for our story. Just one more thing. Let's take 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story.
Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Animal Train. By now, Billy and Emily understood the routine for riding the solar train. They waited patiently on the platform and wondered what wonderful new place they would visit today. Emily could hardly believe that it was their 3rd train ride. She wondered if they would go through the tunnel again today,
and then remembered her brother didn't like tunnels.
"Will you be okay if we go through the tunnel?" she asked Billy.
He smiled at her and said, "Thanks for checking. I think I'll be fine. This tunnel is quieter and brighter with the windows."
The sparkling train arrived with a gentle whirr. Once it stopped, the doors slid open with a whoosh. Emily and Billy stepped aboard. Their parents followed them on.
Billy made his way to a seat, bowed, and motioned for Emily to slide in next to the window.
Emily smiled and scooted over to make room for her big brother.
Their parents smiled and sat down in the seat behind them once more.
Then the train slowly began to roll forward.
"Here we go," Emily exclaimed.
"It's different this time," Billy noted. And it was. Instead of heading up to the elevated tracks, the train headed the opposite direction, down into the tunnel.
"Let's take a deep dragon breath so we're ready for whatever happens," Emily said excitedly.
"Good idea," Billy said. And with that, they both took a deep dragon breath in and out.
"Okay, now I'm ready," Emily said as the train entered the tunnel. Billy took another deep dragon breath in and out. Just in case, and said, "Me too."
As the train exited the tunnel, it climbed onto the elevated tracks, and the scenery outside began to change. The trees spread out. There were long grasses waving in the wind. It was definitely warmer here. Then the train entered a special track that weaved about.
"Look," Emily said, pointing to the sign just ahead.
"We're going into the animal sanctuary. I wonder what animals we'll see today," Billy said.
The sparkling train took the sanctuary's guests on a slow, gentle ride past a cluster of giraffes. The tall animals stretched their necks to reach the leaves at the very top of an acacia tree. They slowly turned to watch the train pass them.
"I think they're glad to see us," Emily said. "Did you see them smiling?"
"They did look happy," Billy said. "Look over there. I see the lions relaxing in the shade."
"Do you think they take deep dragon breaths to help them relax?" Emily asked her big brother.
"They might not call them deep dragon breaths, but I bet they do," he replied.
As the train passed the lions, one stretched his great paws and then flopped over onto his back.
"Oh, I think he wants a belly rub," Emily said, laughing.
The train turned, and Emily and Billy could see a sparkling pool.
"What's in the water?" Billy asked.
Emily squinted, trying to see, and said, "I can see an elephant."
"And I see a hippopotamus," Billy added.
There was something else casting a shadow in the pool, but neither Billy nor Emily could make it out.
The dragon heard the train coming, took a deep breath, and ducked into the pool for a moment, completely submerged. The shy dragon knew that people would be in the train and wasn't ready for them yet. As the train passed, the dragon slowly lifted its head out of the water and joined the elephant and hippo in their game. The train exited the sanctuary and picked up speed as it entered the forest once more. Billy and Emily knew their trip was almost over as they saw their station growing closer. The cheerful family waited for the train to stop and stepped off. All the way home, they talked about what they had seen. The giraffes, the lions, the hippos, and the elephants. Emily yawned as she finished her dinner. It had been an exciting day, and she felt tired. Billy saw her yawn, and he yawned too. It was time to get ready for bed. When they finished their nighttime routine, Billy stretched and went to his room. Emily stretched and hopped into her bed. She nestled into her fluffy pillow, feeling cozy and warm, and thought of all she had to be grateful for. Emily was grateful for the train ride with her family. She was happy to have ridden through the sanctuary. Most of all, Emily was thankful to be home in a warm, cozy house filled with a loving family. Emily closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful night. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Emily took another dragon breath, calming her body in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Emily fell asleep, thinking of the lion lying on its back like a little kitten. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.